Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Sheffield. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don August. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Warren Nuzon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. August fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground for a single. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nuzon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. August fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas scores. Pasqua moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson hits a line drive for a single. Pasqua scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sheffield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Sheffield reaches second base with a double. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stubbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. McDowell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bichette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Cora. The throw from Surhoff and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Raines steals second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Spears hits a fly ball for a single. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Karkoviche fields it and throws to first for the out. Spears moves to second. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a pop-up into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Pasqua reaches second base with a double. Julio Macardo now pitching. Warren News on batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. News on is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. News on takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pasqua moves to third. News on moves to second. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it and throws to home to get Pasqua. News on moves to third. Johnson moves to second. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to home to get News on. Johnson moves to third. Karkoviche moves to second. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Surhoff is 0-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn is 0-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sheffield is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Sheffield takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to second. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stubbs is 0-1 in the game. Stubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bichette is 0-1 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground into right field. Newsom picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Newsom. Vaughn scores. Sheffield moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gantner is 0-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Raines is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ventura is 2-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Ventura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bichette. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Raines goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There's a wild pitch. Ventura moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Spears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pasqua is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pasqua strikes out. Two outs. Warren Newsom is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Newsom is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sammy Sosa now playing right field. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Spears is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Spears hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Sosa who is chasing the ball. Spears reaches third base with a triple. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Molitor is 0-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive beyond second. Cora can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Spears scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hamilton is 0-2 in the game. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Surhoff is 0-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Holmes now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carcoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cora is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cora strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sheffield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Stubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Stubbs hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bichette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bichette hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ventura is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Ventura hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Hamilton. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Guillen scores. Raines goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pasqua is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pasqua hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-2, White Sox. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Carcoviche is 0-for-3 in the game. Carcoviche takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cora is hit by the pitch. Carcoviche moves to second. Chuck Kram now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Karkovice scores. Cora moves to second. It's 12-2, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Raines is hit by the pitch. Cora moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Mike Huff pinch runs for Tim Raines. Jim Austin now pitching. Rick Dempsey now catching. Craig Grebeck pinch runs for Ozzie Guillen. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and 2 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Huff now playing left field. Craig Grebeck now playing shortstop. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Spears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spears is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Spears hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to third. Spears moves to second. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantner tags and scores. One out. It's 12-3, White Sox. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Spears moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dempsey for a passed ball. Thomas moves to second. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pasqua is hit by the pitch. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sosa is 0-for-1 in the game. Sosa hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Pasqua moves to second. It's 13-3, White Sox. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Karkovice hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pasqua moves to third. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's been hit by a pitch. Cora hits a line drive towards short. Spears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Alex Fernandez now pitching. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sheffield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Stubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bichette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bichette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Henry now pitching. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Grebeck hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-3, White Sox. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Huff hits a pop-up beyond second. Gantner can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ventura is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles and 2 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Morello pinch hits for Frank Thomas. Matt Morello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Morello takes first base on ball 4. Huff moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pasqua is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Pasqua hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sosa is 0-for-2 in the game. Sosa hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Spears is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops it up and throws to first, with Fernandez covering, for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sosa who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hamilton is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.